From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The South Korean Unification Ministry says the second highest ranking official at the North Korean embassy in London has defected to South Korea. A ministry spokesman said Tae Young-ho has arrived with his family in the South Korean capital, Seoul, and is under government protection. Russian warplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day Wednesday. The Russian Defense Ministry said the strikes originated from Hamadan Air Base and was aimed at Islamic State militants. Turkey plans to free 38,000 prisoners who have less than 2 years left on their sentences. The announcement is part of a decree made Wednesday to make room in jails for thousands of people who have been arrested in recent weeks for allegedly participating in a failed coup attempt. In town to meet with Kenya's president, South Sudan's new first vice president met with reporters Wednesday in Nairobi. Jill Craig takes a look.
During his meeting with reporters, South Sudan's new first vice president, Taban Deng Gai, urged members of the press several times to be truthful in reporting on his country, saying they were spreading misinformation about fighting around Juba.
This is not true. The country is in peace.
Deng announced that his government has prioritized combining the forces of President Salva Kiir and former first vice president Riek Machar, with the goal of having one fully unified army by May 2017. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Women's track and field events will occupy most of the Olympic primetime lineup Wednesday night. Medals are being handed out in three high-profile events. Meanwhile, Patrick Hickey has decided to step aside temporarily as member of the Olympic Committee following his arrest in a ticket probe. This is VOA News.